tell you. Right, we're on Daf Lam and Gimel on the base.
Why is this called Yerushalayim?
Yeah. It has nothing to do with Yerushalayim at all, right? Yerushalayim has not appeared once yet. Right. When Lam Gimel Beis Rabbi Avo. Avo Hashem Rabbi Yochanan. Now, everything we're going to learn tonight is basically part of one sugya. But until, because learning all one sugya is the next Mishnah. Well, actually, it's not. It's two Mishnahs, but it's all continuous. The Rabbi Avo Hashem Rabbi Yochanan said, Seder HaSimfon Kachu. Now, Simfon means in the Bavli something else. In the Bavli it means mumen, means a mum. Here it means a contract with which will cancel the kedushin. And the Mashbiach tries to give a historical spin to it. He says that in the days before kedushin and sum were simultaneous, there was a potential that a chassan would be mekadesh and disappear forever and ever afterwards, right? Never come back. So they had to prevent that from happening, right? He wouldn't come back 12 months later. So I prevented, they wrote a Shtar Simfon. The Shtar Simfon is like what we call the Tznoim today. Only it had teeth to it. And the teeth were that if he wasn't Mekadosh within the 12, after the 12 months elapsed, the Kedusha would be null and void. So it's Kedusha of tonight. Okay? Now, besides that, there's also, there were also going to be monetary penalties for that as well. What?
Dr. Berkowitz wasn't that far off.
No, but see, the difference is like this, that this is all before Nisuin. Yeah, that's, Berkowitz was far off by, because he wanted to do it even after Nisuin. That's the crux of the issue.
Why should that be?
Because we say, Eino damos, the first Bia cancels all Tanoim. This is all in order to get them from Kiddushin to Nisuin, not beyond Nisuin. At that point, there are no Tanoim anymore. Okay, so that's, so all that's not relevant.
Why can't say you're a dog on my free
list? That what?
That he did want to make his ULB lesson.
How do you see that? When is it fulfilled in my Freya?
Some juncture.
How?
Was abandoning of the marital relationship.
Why, he'll say he wants to have two wives. You know, there's no Uvradov Lamafreya, or he became a Russian later on. He wasn't a Russian when he got married. There's no Uvradov Lamafreya. Sorry. So, I know you're not convinced, but I am. Rav Moshe Yonan said, Seder Simfon Kachu. This is the order of Simfon. This is the way he writes Simfon. On a palon bar palon. I so-and-so, but son of so-and-so. Mekadosh loch an planis. I mekadoshu so-and-so-et. Brass Palon, the daughter of so-and-so. Amnasitiloch mekamis. Now here we're throwing money, as I said. Amnasitiloch mekamis Palon. So that I'll give you a certain amount of money before the marriage. And machnesayich, and I'll do the marriage. I was suing Leon Palon on so-and-so day. Binasi on Palon, if don't so-and-so day comes, looking at Stich, and I have it done me soon, but then, loy heavily klum, that's it. Everything is dissolved retroactively. Irela Onus. Now, first he's talking about Onus. What happens if he planned to marry you to do Nisuin on that day, but he couldn't make it for some reason. No, he was out of town, he was detained, he was sick, whatever happened, he couldn't make it. So Rabbi Yochanan Mar Utsal command law about Onus as if he didn't do it. And therefore, the marriage is dissolved retroactively because he didn't show up on the law point today. If his nanas, it's if he did fulfill his condition, and therefore the marriage is not dissolved. Now, the Rambam seems to paskin like Reish Lakish, because the Rambam monetary contract says that if you're a nanas, if you had an onus, so then it's as if you did it, and your condition is fulfilled. Even though you didn't actually come by a lot of time, but since you intended to do so, and you were compelled by circumstances not to, so it's as if you did it. So the Shach, the beginning of Simon Chafal from Chashimish, but asks the contradiction from the Yerushalmi, you know, what does Rambam do with the Yerushalmi? And the Shach says the Rambam argues the Yerushalmi, there's a Bavli charges the Yerushalmi. The Gro actually wants to change the gears here. The Gro wants to change it to Unsa command the law of our. And that way, it means that, and in essence, what it means is that he didn't transgress his condition because of the onus. So I would exactly turn around the machlokas. The way it's written in front of us is unsa lav command the avad. So it's not as if you did it. And unsa command the avad as if you didn't. According to the Gro, the onus is not as if you transgressed, or it would be as if you transgressed, and transgressed the natural transgressment mean vis-a-vis your condition, simply which you made, which will turn around 180 degrees and make Rabbi Yochanan like Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says over here, like Reish Lakish says in front of us, switch the opinions. The Baal Zafla wants to say that the Yerushalmi is based on Afkinu, that Rabbanan dissolved marriage. This is really the Gemara at the beginning of Ksuvus, a couple of places in Shas, that the Gemara actually is in Ksuvus is more, most blatant, that if a guy is nenas, it doesn't come to the lot of time, Onis B'Yam Achron is the sugya, that very famous Yeshivish sugya, that there, if he doesn't come, so the Rabbanan said, it's as if he came, and as if he didn't come by Onis, it's as if he didn't come intentionally, and Afkin Rabban L'Kiddushim Nei, they dissolve the marriage, even without his condition. And here too, that flow wants to say it's the same thing. And the Rambam, where he said that the onus is as if he did it, like Reish Lakish says here, it's a case of dinei mamonos, where there's no concept of afkinu, of Rabbanan dissolving the marriage. Be that as it may, but myself, I did Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, onus command avad. So she'll never be able to get married. She'll always be afraid. The reason why he didn't come back 12 months later is because he was onus. He was compelled to stay away. And therefore, how is she ever going to be able to marry anybody else? The whole purpose of the simfon is undermined. If in a case of onus, it's as if he did come, and therefore it's as if the marriage was completed, and therefore she can't marry anybody else. How is she ever going to get out of that situation? So, Kornereshim looks, we have to structure the simfon differently. It has to be written as follows. It has to be written, the Asa Yom Polon, if so-and-so day comes, V'lo Avis Kuntzuli, not that I didn't come back, but rather I didn't marry you, for whatever reason, even if there's an onus, V'loya Lachlu, I have then the marriage dissolved. So according to the way it was structured previously, he said, if I don't come by so-and-so say a day, well, he might not come because he's compelled. But if he says, if I'm not going to marry you by so-and-so day, then that means no matter how he doesn't marry her, retroactively the kedushin is dissolved altogether. What?
The previous text says,
oh, you're right. I made a mistake. Sorry. The difference is, my mistake.
Well,
good
I
point.
Just thought,
yeah, no. You're right. The difference is, I'm sorry, the difference is that before he said, umach nisich, that I marry you, right? So the stress is on my marrying you. So if he's compelled not to marry her, so then when he's originally said, it's as if he married her anyway. But here the stress is konsa, even passively, right? No matter what, if there's no marriage, not if I marry or don't marry you. So if he structures it based on looking at his activities, so then according to Reish Lakish, well, it was nanas and wasn't active, so it's not his fault. But if we're not looking at the activities, but rather at the fact of what occurred, whether the marriage took place on that and the suing took place on that day or not, so that would be independent of any onus, right? Again, onus is commando ovar, as if he married in a case where he made a condition on his activities. But it's not as if he married, if in a case where we look at the facts of the case, how it occurred.
So in a case where he's at the one side of the river and the bridge is out.
That's the case of Ksuvus, right. That's the case of Ksuvus. So Kornei Reish Lakish would be as if he came back. But we don't pass the Reish Lakish over there, because we say, even though if Reish Lakish was correct, although the Bible doesn't bring down Smachlokas of Reish Lakish there, it's Rabba, later Ramaroyim. But there the Gemara says that we say Afkin Rabban Kiddushin Minei. If he didn't come back, we say even because of an onus, we say it's as if he didn't come back intentionally, and they dissolve the marriage. That's that famous sugya at the beginning of Ksuvus. Okay, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Domich. Now it could be the Rambam, the Rambam passed Reish Lakish because of this. I didn't even think of this when I was looking at the Achronim. Rabbi Yochanan was dying. Pakul the Banse, he commanded his daughters the Avon of the Kriyashim and Lakish. Then they write Tanoim for themselves as Shariah like Reish Lakish. Amri said, who knows? Shema Yama Basin Acher. Maybe another basin will rise. He's by the Kabasi, he'll like Rabbi Yochanan. Nitzubona, Boyin Lede Mamzer. So my grandchild will be Mamzer. Because there might be, you know, it's as if my, if they pass in Reish Lakish, they're not going to be in trouble, right? The Rai who says what?
Yeah, this thing with the Rambam and the Rai as to whether a subsequent Besdin can overturn prior Besdin.
Yeah.
So the way the Rambam learns the text is the subsequent Besdin, of course, has to be great Bechachma of the Minyan.
Right.
The Rambam says no.
Okay. No, this no, not a tushto. Because here I'm not talking about a takona, I'm talking about psak. That's talking about takonas. This is talking about psak alocha. Yeah. That's about a takona, where the subsequent basin can overcome it's a bad takona of a prior basin.
Right.
But not, there we're talking about psak. Psak is different than a takona. A later chochm can come and say, I passed in this way, I think this is true. It's not a takona in yigara b'chachma minyan, perhaps. But nobody holds a psak in yigara b'chachma minyan. Anybody can come later on paskin against an earlier basin. We don't have to listen to them, right? We might say, well, your psak is wrong, but, you know, they can paskin. So that's what you're talking about over there, the Rambam Raivin are talking about takona. It's not about psak, I think. I might be mistaken about that. A takona is a rabbinic decree. So a decree, you have to. There's a question whether you have to be God of Chochma Minyan in order to reverse a decree. But a psak is not like that. A psak, I cannot argue the Noi Behuda. Anybody listens to me not the Noi Behuda is an idiot. But I can argue the Noi Behuda. Even according to the Rambam, I can argue the Noi Behuda. I can say Noi psak about Chavez and no way Rabin is wrong. I can argue it. It doesn't make a difference. Okay. Yeah, Rackman could argue on all generations of Chazal for all time. Hey, you know, anybody listens to this idiot. Right,
is this
I was trying to say it's made chuba, you made me say that. It's not good. Yes.
Is it a psak or a tekrana?
No, it's a psak. It's a psak. He's passed in that way. It's incorrect psak, but it's a psak. Okay. Says the Gemara, Yigiyaz man. Who omer, so now let's switch gears. We're talking about now the money, okay? He gives man the time comes, who omer nasati. He says, I gave the money. Because bear in mind the two things, he's got to come and he's got to bring the money, right? And we know what's more important here, right? Right? He omer slona tauti, she says, I didn't get the money. Amravun said, became from a bakish lotzi, simpo miyada isha, since he wants to extract the simpo, means he wants to cancel the tzoyim which the wife has. A love Uriah. And when she's holding on to the document, she says, where's my money? If you had paid me, I would have given you the document back, right? And I'm holding on to the document. You must not have paid me. Now, says Mark, it gets more complicated. Hagatz went love is sinful. What if there was no written document? It was just an oral agreement, right? There's actually a gear so the Rav Mashbiach brings down Ella Sapuk. Sapuk means as a handshake. They on the basis of a handshake. Obviously, the chosen didn't shake the kalos hand, but somebody shook somebody's hand. What? I don't know. Hagatz love a simple. So Rabbi Yosef said, "We came on shelo shum mevakish lo sra." That's a fascinating thing. The Gemara says, since he wants to asser her, meaning he wants to say, "You're married to me," all of the word tzorich is redundant. All of l'havi raya. In other words, he wants to say that I paid and that you're usher because now you have to marry me. Now nisuin takes place. He has being a raya that shekotzlat from a soch simphon that he put himself into the simphon, meaning that he fulfilled the condition, right? That the condition was fulfilled. In other words, they both concede there was a condition and there was money. So even though there's nothing written down, he has to bring a proof that he actually paid the money. It's a fascinating concept, okay? Since he wants to marry her, he's got to bring the proof that he actually paid the money, okay? Since he wants to do the suit. Says the Asub the Kumi Avo. So it's a fascinating case, actually. Such a case came from Rabbi Avo. Amalese said, Tila! He said to the guy, go pay! Amalese said, Rabbi, Isha lo kanisi. I didn't acquire her yet, right? I didn't do the nisuin. Vato Marley Azelab, and you're telling me I should go pay? In other words, look, had I paid, had I married her, didn't assume, then perhaps I would have to, I'd have to actually pay her. But I have a special right? How do you know it's a sinful? Only because I can see there's a sinful, right? Right? It's only because I can see it. I can see there's a sinful. So you have to believe me that I paid it, because otherwise you can't believe that there's a sinful. If you don't believe me there's a sinful, If you don't believe that I paid it, then you can't believe me that there's a sinful. If you do believe me there was a sinful, then you have to believe me that I paid it, right? So now, if he had done Yisuin already, right? And then we had come somehow to, I'm not sure exactly why this is, but somehow if we had already done Yisuin, so that in that case, he didn't have the Peshasa Peshihita. Now I understood when I was preparing this one, but now I don't think I understand in retrospect. But somehow if we already done Yisuin, then he wouldn't have the Pesha Asar Pesha Yitzir. Why is that?
It's a good point, isn't it?
What?
He's magic.
Then I guess... No, I think it's like this. I think if he actually... If he didn't, he's suing already, then it's chayv through the mark. It's like this. He's mighty that there's a sinful, right? But he says... He says he's money, but he says I already paid it, right? So if that, and it's before Nisuin. So that's Pesha Asar Pesha Yitzir. If it was after Nisuin, however, right, it was after Nisuin already, then in that case, when he's moida that there's a sin phone, when he's moida that there's a sin phone, so it's not Pesha Asar Pesha Yitzir. No, my talk is not Pesha Asar Pesha Yitzir. I thought I understood why not. Yeah.
We have two ways. You don't have any. You don't have.
There are no Aidim here.
Aren't the Aidim signed up?
No. In this case, there weren't. No. Wait a minute. That's what it said. That's why the Mashbiach had to just a sapak. It was just a handshake. No star, no Aidim. That was the case of no star, no Aidim. So why talk is he. Why if there's no Nisuin? No, it's special. Yeah, it's a guarantee, right?
So he's married to her. So it's a moot point. So you don't, but the point is, if you have a signed document,
they don't
have
to pay because Aiden. Yeah, that's all. Oh, I see why. No. I made a mistake. He says, if there had been Nisuin already, so then the Mechayev is not the Simfon. The Mechayev is in Nisuin. In other words, it is true that the Simfon is the basis of it. But now there's another reason why he's Chayev. It's not just because he's Moida that he does the Simfon. It's because there's an Nisuin which took place. In other words, the Sinful said, I have to come by a certain day, and I have to give you X amount of dollars, and I have to marry you, right? So if he hasn't yet married her, he hasn't yet done Nisuin, then he could say, look, I wrote a Sinful, but on the other hand, I paid the Sinful already, and I'm prepared to marry her, and you can't force me to pay. What you could tell me is don't marry her. That's the key. You could say don't marry her. Fine, I won't marry her. But you can't compel me to pay the sinful. No, that's the key point he's saying. I'm holding now before Nisuin. I claim I paid. You have two choices. You can either say, not make me pay and allow me to complete my marriage, or not make me pay and let me walk away. But you have no capacity to be mechayev me to pay. After the Nisuin, then he loses that taina. It was after Nisuin that he could say, oh yes, we're going to be mechayev you to pay, because you're going to stay in Nisuin. You want to remain nasui to this woman? You pay up now. You see the difference? Before Nisuin, he could say, I claim I pay. Either you accept my statement or I walk away. After Nisuin, he can't say, I want to walk away. He's already in the Nisuin state, right? So therefore, at that point, he would have to pay. So it's dafka because this is time. Let's see it again inside. So Rabbi Avo came and said, "Asav dokum Rabbi Amalei Zilha." Rabbi said, "Isha lo kanisa. I didn't acquire her yet. After Mali Zilav, you were telling me to go pay. I'm just going to walk away from the situation. Don't bother me. Had I married her already, you could have told me to go pay. But right now, I claim I paid. I have no desire to pay again. You want me to pay? I'm not going to pay. You say it's what leverage you have in me. I'm just going to walk away. After Nisuin, we could say then, you're ready. No, so you want to remain married. At this point, you have to pay. What? Excuse me?
The Rabbanim will cancel a marriage if
they're
going to sue him and he says, I'm not
going to
pay?
No, then we'll flog him. We'll make him pay. There's no choice. We'll have to pay at that point. We'll beat him until he pays. Never did anybody laugh at me, make a mockery out of me, except this guy. Because he won. He was stuck right. I couldn't make him pay since he wasn't married. Right? The Nisuin would have caused me to make him pay, but no Nisuin, no Shtar. What leverage do I have over him? I have no leverage. So Chazer v'Amar, he changed his mind. He said, In Chazer be'itain, in he Chazer's be'itain. Says, know what? I don't think he changed his mind about this case, but he said, for now I'm making a new takana. No matter what, they have to pay. Why they no matter what have to pay? Regardless of who reneges. They have to pay. Why is that? Because below he died. Kamai says more as in the same case before, where he wasn't chay. No chaser v'asa ma'aser basin. He changed the nature of simfa. He made a ma'aser basin. Ma'aser basin halach is your chayv, even if there is no star. Ksuv is a ma'aser basin. So even if you don't write a ksuv, you're chayv to pay the ksuv. So he made a simfa a ma'aser basin, meaning even if it's not actually written down, signed, sealed, and delivered, you're chayv to pay no matter what. Okay. That was his chiddush. So therefore, I don't know if that helped for that case retroactively. From now on, everybody, every chassan is required to pay simfon, whether he does nisuin or not. It's an automatic obligation from the chassan to the kala. It's like a dowry, which is required to pay. Okay? Regardless of when nisuin took place or not. Regardless of whether it's a shtar or not. Say the simfon kachu. Continuing back to how you write a simfon. Now, eid echol mishol chassan, eid echol mishol kala. The Mashmiach goes crazy over this. Says one aid from the chassan, one aid from the kala, which name boring lem odechad, another third aid, kedushay shnayim aidim is there, shnayim aidim is there. So each side has one witness, and it's third in common, so there's two witnesses for each side, right? Three witnesses, one for each side, and one neutral, right? So that means you have, as if it's two and two. So Meshmeh goes crazy, says, where do we ever see aidim which are partial? Aidim are not supposed to be partial, aidim should be impartial, right? So he changes the gear, so he changes it to Oref. Guarantors. And the truth is, that's the way we write our Tznoim nowadays. We have take two guarantors, right? There's a guarantor, Ploini Oimed Bitzad Beno Achason, or Ploini Oimed Bitzad Bito Akala, right? That means each one is a guarantor the way we write our Tznoim today. Okay? And the guarantors are the one who write the Tznoim. And besides that, he says, in the old days, they took a third guarantor. Who guarantees the two guarantors? Okay? That's how it worked in the old days. Okay? So that's how it's our raven. So, that's only getting back to the top of Lamed. This is when they don't both concede. When they both don't concede the time, then we have to resort to problems. Avlim shteim money, but they both concede the tznoim, even if we don't have it written down. So then shnei mechalim lakor kedushin. Then they can both up if they both if they say there was no money given. Both sides can see there's no money given. The Tznoim are fulfilled. They uproot the Kiddushin retroactively. Kiyadot. And it's like the following case. Hu Amer Baalti. He says, I had relations with her. Vuam. This is a case of a Yavam. And he says, I had relations with her. Vuam Amer Slo Baalti. And then the Yavam says, I never had relations with him. Avo Bishachazav Alom Amer Lo Baalti. Even if he said later on, you know what, she's right, and have had relations. We don't believe it. Once he said he had relations, we assume that the biyubim took place. But if he says from the get-go, I never had relations with her, they can both uproot the chazaka. So it's an amazing thing. If they both concede by yibum that no biyah took place, they can uproot the yibum and do chalitza. And here too, if they both concede that there was a tznoim, then they can uproot the kedusha, and the kedusha is null and void. That's what it says. So even if the tznoim is not written, and even before Ravo came up with this mitzvah and based in business, they had the capacity to uproot the tznoim.
What is
evil
other than the act of
fear?
What is the evil other than the act of
fear? There is nothing else other than
fear. They haven't done fear. There's no evil.
Yeah, but the chiddush is. Yeah, the chiddush over there is that even though they were 30 days and ain't adam ma'amid atzmo shloshim yom, nevertheless we believe them. They both concede no bia took place, and they still are candidates for chalitza. That's the chiddush. Okay. Now eid echad, and again here the card. We take out the word hoya. Eid echad mishal chas, and again the mashbiach changes it to orif, right? Orif echad mishal chasim, orif echad mishal kala, but there isn't a third orif. But chosim chosim b'ksav yada, but chosim signs on the document. What's the status of this name? Rabbi Avo Omer Simfo. Avo it's Simfo no matter what. Rabbi Bo Omer Kiddusha. Rabbi says it's not a Simfo, and the Kiddusha takes place. And he Omer, so now Avo is really Shittosov, because he holds before it's a Maisa based in. Even the Simfo is not written Kiddin, nevertheless it's a valid Simfo, right? So even though there weren't the three Aravim, or according to the Gersa before three Adim, nevertheless it's valid. Rabbi Bo says, no. Rabbi Bo says, it's Kiddusha, the symphon is not valid. Ani Omer Lo Amar Abiris, a symphon. The only reason why he wrote a symphon is, El Sover Shumati Bachois, is in order to guard him, in order to keep his options open. Which he wrote a symphon, not really intending it, in case one day he decides to be deceitful, not fulfill the conditions of the marriage, and then be able to marry her sister. Because I guess she had a beautiful sister. So therefore he wanted to safeguard himself. But it's not about Simfon. Simfon is only written according to the proper standards as dictated by Chazal. Says the Gemara, Ache midaito midaito. Also, Simfon is written from both, so with the agreement of both sides. Hay midaito Simfon, midaito kiddushin. What if from his side, it was considered to be Simfon. And from her side, it was considered to be kiddushin. So then, Rabbi Chena Amar Simfon, Rabbi Chena says it works, it's still a Simfon. Rabbi Chagai Amar B'Shem Rabbi Zira, the Mashbiah took out B'Shem Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Chagai says Kiddushin. So now, this is a very interesting case actually. You have here, there's a dispute, right? Whether it was a Simfon or not. And of course, it's going according to Rabbi Avo that Simfon is a Maisa based in, right? Even if it's not written, it's as if it's written. But what if one of them contends we didn't have in mind any type of symphon whatsoever, right? We didn't even mind an oral symphon. So what's the case in a clash? What do we do? So one, it's a machlokas. Rabbi Chanina says it is a symphon, and Chagai says it's not a symphon. But however, Rabbi Chanina metaris kill of Gabi Rabbi Chagai. Rabbi Chanina was shaking his vessels at opposite Rabbi Chagai, meaning he was getting upset at him. Normally, Rabbi Hila said, "Kabal Chagai, Abse Chagai, are shaking your vessels. The Chagai inchasfuru. Chagai is a person of svara. Don't argue, Rabbi Chagai. Don't mess with him. If he says it's kiddushin and not a symphon, he's probably right. Demar Rabbi Zero, either we take those three
words.
Yeah, oral agreement. And the Grog, well, it's a dispute whether it was an oral agreement."
It's funny that you were talking about
it.
We were talking about a
Kenyan,
are you not?
We're talking about a
Tanai
on a
Kenyan. Well,
the Simfon is a Tanai on the Kedushin.
If we say it's Kedushin, Kedushin,
that means.
Zero says it's Kedushin?
Yeah, but it means you just take off the Simfon. Umar is going to make that clear.
So it's not to say that she's miscadashed?
No. Oh. We take the Tanai of the Simfon off the Kedushin. The rider is nullified. Marv will clarify that. So, Seth.
I guess what I was trying to make clear, it just seemed weird to me that we do have the possibility that the person was being kona something.
Yeah.
And did not have the appropriate das, and he still acquires something which is necessarily in accordance with his das.
Yeah, but too bad, because he had made kiddushin already. The Simfon is a rider on the Kiddushin. If that rider doesn't work, then revert to the default position. What's the default position? Kiddushin.
No,
tonight, batul l'maisa kayim.
I'm trying to say the
sifon. No. The kiddushin. The sifon is a tool to be mevatel kiddushin. It usually is put into place in order for the case in the suing doesn't take place. But it's a rider on the kiddushin. Okay? So he said, don't mess with Rabbi Chaga. He's a logical person. The Mar Rabbi Zira, either we take on the Mar Rabbi Zira or we make it Omar Bar Rabbi Zira. But whatever the two. Ba'ar Kadmaya Domer Rabbi Hila. And Adar Rishon Rabbi Hila died. Ba'ar Tinyana, in the second month of Adar, As of the Kumi Rabbi Chanina Chavrei and Rabbanan. A case came from Rabbi Chanina Chavrei and Rabbanan, not the same Rabbi Chanina who argued with Rabbi Chanai. Ubami Avid Ufto Kyoto to Rabbi, and he wanted to do like it should be Rabbi Chanina, not Rabbi Chagai. Amale Rabbi Shmuel, that's the Shai Torah's its own, I think it's correct. Amar Rabbi, Amar Shmuel Ba'ilu, Ami Shmuel, and he said, Lo Yova Sava Rabbi Ilu Amar? Didn't Rabbi Ila say good to Rabbi Chanina, not Luchach, to Rabbi Chanina, to the other Rabbi Chanina? Kabal Chagai, Ryan Chagai, the Chagai interests Vailu. Chagai is a logical person. You should pass him like Rabbi Chagai, not like Rabbi Chanina. That means you should pass him that the Simfon is bottle, not that the Kiddushin is bottle. Amar Rabbi Chagai, Rabbi Chagai himself said, Masnisa Messiah, it should be Masnisa Messiah Lee. I have a price which proves like me, and everybody has difficulty with the raya. The emotion fact says leaves gears it is says in my, he meant the price is a my raya to my opponent, not to me. But I'm gonna learn it like the Messiah, Mishubi Messiah, Masisa Messiah Lee, the Shai Tzrol, the Mashbiach seems Korbei learned that way. I want to point, and I want to say the riots like this. Let's see the proof. Who's Kidashtani? The woman says, this guy married me. And the guy says, I never married her. So, she's permitted to marry any of her relatives, because he says he never married her. She's prohibited in his relatives, because she claims that he did marry her. So each one is Shavi and Afshi Chadi. She's Shavi and Afshi Chadi Asura. She made herself prohibited on his relatives. So I think that the Raya is like this. Why does this halacha talking about just where he says Loki Dashtich? Let's say an even bigger Kiddush. What if he says as Makadosh, but with a sinful? Should be the same halacha, right? Why do we talk about this case, which is a lesser Kiddush, say an even bigger Kiddush? She says you were Makashmi. He says, yes, I was Makashmi, but with a simphone. With a tonight. Why don't we bring down that in that case? He's believed and he's not forbidden in her relatives. Why don't we bring down such a case? So from this, Rabbi Chagai wants to prove, you know what, it clearly shows that I'm right. If there's a dispute about the simphone, what do? We don't assume that each one has their own position, that for him it's Kiddushin, for it's not, or vice versa. No, we default down to the Kiddushin. Since this case where we say it's as if she was married and as if he was never married, it's only in the case where one claims marriage took place, the other claims marriage did not take place. Not in the case where one claims Simphon took place, the other claims Simphon did not take place. It must be that in that type of dispute, I'm right, and when we default down, we default to marriage. Why? Because here with default, here the question is in the Maisa itself. By Simphon, the question is in the Tanai, the condition attached to the Maisa. Says Rabbi Chagai, when the condition falls off, we default to the Maisa. What's the Maisa? Kiddushin. So in that case, we'd say she's certainly Mekudeshes. Misafik, but we determine that she's definitely Mekudeshes, definitely married. Okay? Hey, so Rabbi Burki, Kareimana. Interesting name. Rabbi Burki asks for Kareimana. It should be Veimar. Or Veimor. Veimor, maybe they also argue by Simphon. How do you know they only argue by Kiddushin? Maybe the Arbe Simon as well. Everybody said no. Armelet Lace Simphon Sophic. No, there's no hava mina by sinful to say it's a sofek. You can't say that. Ella, it should be ella o sinful o kiddushin. In other words, by sinful, it's not shaykh to have such a, so since sinful is a condition, and it's not actually the mice itself, so therefore you cannot draw, would not be able to draw such a distinction between him and her, right? And say that, well, vis-a-vis him it's kedushin, vis-a-vis her it's not, vis-a-vis him it's not kedushin, vis-a-vis her it is kedushin. Simphon is too late in the process. When you talk about the kedushin itself and they have the argument about kedushin, so then you could say, for him it's not and for her it is. But it's about the simphon, which is subsequent to the kedushin, then you can't have such a machlokas. So therefore, if they didn't argue about simphon explicitly, it must be because they both hold in case of suffix simphon, we default down to the marriage. Okay? Says Markidish Besom Simphon. What if he made a Simphon? And then he married her and again. Another Maiskusha gave her a second ring. Says Marel Kusha Gomorrah. And the second time around, he didn't make a Simphon. The second Kiddushin is a valid Kiddushin altogether. Right? It overrides the Kiddushin of Simphon. Kiddushin of Tanai is cancelled by a subsequent Kiddushin. What about Girish? What about if he divorced her after a Simphon? And then he doesn't show up on the day which is supposed to be allotted for the marriage? Obviously not, because he divorced her, right? So Talmud Rabbi Yonah, no good book, Gerushin, it's a valid Gerushin. Nonetheless, at the time that he was Megarish her, he was married to her. How is the marriage El Tanai? But there was a Gerushin on that marriage, so it's like a Reach Haget that passes her from Kahuna. Rabbi Yonah, no good book, Gerushin, it's not Gerushin. Because since the Tanai was never fulfilled subsequently, so therefore the Gerushin is null and void. The marriage is null and void, so Gerushin is null and void. Rabbi Yonah, when Rabbi Yonah died, Avdun Tamudi Kavosei, and so his students did like him. It's a big Moser Haskel here. During his lifetime, the students couldn't stand their Rebbe. But after he was died, they passed him like him. Okay? This is some of the Nechama for the Rebbe, right? Armin, they said, La'achar Shleshi. Achrim Moser Haskel. That's right. And they said, the students, La'achar Shleshi, Meritzis Below Get, after 30 days, she'll go out without the get anyway, because it's sinful. La'atamar Nogobog Erishin, you want to say divorce has any meaning? It doesn't have any meaning. And lo Nogobog Erishin, the Gershin makes no, has no meaning, and therefore she's Mutzer to Ukoi. Meis Mitoch Sinful. What if he died, and they had not fulfilled the condition? And Vol Mer Mutzer says, look, he didn't fulfill the condition. That's it. She can get married. Even if there's a Yova. Rabbi Bar-Mar, certainly not, if there's a Yavam, she can't get remarried, because the Yavam is considered, it's as if the marriage is still alive until after the time passes. Now, when the time passes, since the husband is dead and he didn't show up, so obviously then the Kiddushin is dissolved retroactively. But you have to wait till the time passes in order for that to take place. So now, it's a very cool Yerushalmi. Right? Mana Shol Abed Leves Avoy the Rabbi Yossi. Right? Mana has to have his father's house, Rabbi Yossi. Based on what Rabbi Yossi, I don't know actually what that means. The house of the father of Rabbi Yossi? I'm not sure what it means. Anyway, he asked him, how did Rabbi do? So he said, it's amazing. Only so he said, look, he said, Kiduz Man Rube, if there was a long time left till the condition, let's say the Yavam died. I mean, the husband died, and the condition was set, the Kedushin should be 2 years from now. So then, it was Man Ruba Omar, he said, Tel Chitina Semiyat, she can go marry somebody else right now. Kidei's Man Mu'ah, there was only a little bit of time, and so Shari Teresa brings around, means less than 12 months left until the time allotted for the ensuing. Who Omar, he said, Mabakach Shatamti, want to be Machmir? Wait till the 12 months elapses. So, based on the hardship involved, he would pass in Lekula Lechumra, right? It was too hard to wait, so it was too long. So he said, after the guy dies, even if there's a Yavam, she can go get married already. Because we know that the condition won't be fulfilled because the guy is dead. He's not going to show up to 6 months from now. But if to 12 months from now. But if it was a shorter time, he'd say, why not be Machmir? Wait till that time, and then automatically the marriage will expire. You know, why should you put yourself into a suffix? Okay?
It sounds like
it's
holding the age
of Zika. What? Yeah, no, but obviously even it's only age Zika, it's still going to terminate automatically, right? Because the Zika's not the same thing like the Chosin showing up, he's dead. So there was this question of whether you have to wait out the period or not. Shaliach Tvarim, now I'm going to learn the site of Shart HaYisrael, even though they're Gizlim Perushim here. He says, what if he sent their objects? rings. You know, Lubavitchers don't give engagement rings because they're choshish lesivloinus, is the language of the Ushar Bavli. They're afraid the wedding ring, the engagement ring, acts like a wedding ring, right? Even though it's given prior to the wedding, because maybe it's considered to be like a wedding ring, and she's mukudeshes that way. So here's a similar idea. She used to make kedushin and a simfon, and then you send her gifts. So those gifts override the simfon. They're like the new kedushin without the simfon. So she shouldn't take any gifts from him during those 12 months, okay? So the shliach might be sent her stuff, the tov simfon, Ramon Amar simfon, Ramon says the simfon still exists, Rabbi Amar kedushin, Rabbi said it's the kedushin, it overrides the simfon. V'chashin Rabbanu lehod Raimono, and Raimono was the rabbis of Choshesh Rabbi Mona. They're Choshesh L'chover like Raimono, right? That it might still be a simfon, and therefore they're machmir on both accounts. That if somebody else came and did marry her, even after those gifts were sent, so then she would need to get from both. Because maybe the first guy's marriage overrode the simfon, even though he never showed up, but he sent gifts afterwards. Or maybe it didn't override, and therefore the second guy's marriage was valid, and therefore both guys had to give gift. Okay? Halach and Gimel. Very famous Mishnah. Actually, the end of the Mishnah is famous, not the beginning. I'm not sure she based Kurah for it. It says, I'm married with a condition that I have a large estate to plant. Her reason was that she's married for Yeshua, if he has. I'm not sure she should mock a ploni, because I have an estate in a certain place. He may should be some mock a mkudesh if she has there the estate, she's in mkudesh. We love any mkudesh, if not, she's not mkudesh. I'm not sure based on Kurah for that I could show it to you how raised in mkudesh is very, and he's got to show her where it is. In Erev Abika, he showed her in a valley where he was a sharecropper in Mkadesh, because it's not his. Rabbi Meir Lemir, right? One of the most famous Mishnayot in Gan Shas. Kol Tanai She'enu Kitanai B'nei Godo B'nei Ruben, any condition which is not like the tradition Moses made with the tribes of God and Ruben, which is what kind of Tanai? Right. Right, if you go, you get. If you don't go, you don't get. So it was a t'nai kofu, double, right? He said, if A, then B. If not A, then my b'yayim Moshe aleim im avru b'nei god b'nei v'vog b'nei ruvein. He said, if they go, v'im lo avru chalutzi milchem, and if they don't go. Achinev gel me'er tzarech ha'yadavr lomar. No, wasn't, you don't need a t'nai kofu. You have to say it anyway. Sh'molikin ish masu sh'ap eretz k'nan lo yichol. You have to say that if they don't go, at least they'll get an eretz k'nan. Otherwise, I might have said they get nowhere. So really, you never need a K'nai Kofel. You just needed to stipulate that even if they don't go, they still get a portion in K'nai. Okay? Rechina Ben Avila Boy. Rechina Sar Avila asked, Ilu Man Domer. If somebody said, made a condition, B'ni Ploini Yasadavar Ploini, my son should do so-and-so. He's dying. He says, if my son does so-and-so, Vito Chavitz Ploini, he'll get a certain object. And all of my other children inherit my property. In Avadu Nasib, if he does the condition, he gets it. If he loves it, if he doesn't do the condition, it should be Hu Nasib, he'll still get a portion of everybody else, right? So he says, it's a question of Rechina Ben Gamliel. Obviously, they're going to get a portion of Eretz Yisrael. It's like somebody says, if my son goes beyond the letter of the law, if it goes those certain things, I'll give him an additional portion. But it's partial that he gets the initial portion, isn't it? Says more, no. Oshani, maybe here it's different. The chesiv, it says, lo seis, letishas amatos b'chatzi amate. Moshe said, Eretz Canaan is for the 9.5 shvatim. So thereby, had he not made a stipulation, I might have thought, taka, they're excluded altogether from the initial Eretz Canaan. If having this analogous to armor to a guy who says, B'ni ploini, yasadar ploini, vito chavitz ploini, if he does so-and-so, get so-and-so, v'shar b'nai, yirshu nuchasai, and my other kids will get my other property, and not him, he won't get. In Avad, if he gets, who knows if he gets any portion, if he loves, if he doesn't do what he's supposed to, lo nasav, lo mikav, lo mikai, he doesn't get anything from either place. So the way Moshe Rabbeinu phrased it initially, had he not made this cloth tonight kafel, they would have gotten nowhere. They would have had to go to Africa, to Uganda. This way, they got a portion of Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Tzanam and Tzanir, we learned over there. This is kind of out of left field. Maska Adam al Eruvo. A person can make an Eruv, Tzanayin is Eruv Tchumen, right? So Chochum comes to the left, to the west, it'll be to the west. Chochum comes to the east, it'll be the east, leaves to Eruvin, right? So Kinimas Nisa, so you should know that that, I don't know why we say this here, but Kinimas Nisa, the way we learn Mishnah is Maska Adam al Eruvo. It's not Eruvo. He put two. He put one on the east, one on the west, right? It said either this way or that way, but it's two, not one, right? I'm Rabbi Lezer, who said, Ma Tana involving Lobo. Now, who's the Tana who said that if they come and if they don't come, right? In making this nine Arab over there, it says that you have to say, if they come, I guess it's not Chochem, somebody else. I forget who's coming. But if they come to the east, it's to the east. And if they don't come to the east, then it's to the west. So it's a Tanai Kofel, right? Or if they don't come to the east, it's going to be like people in my city. So who made it say you have to make a Tanai Kofel? Says more Hayden Rai Meir, must be Kamazi Rai Meir, right? Hayden Rai Meir, which Rai Meir is it? Chavraya, I mean Rai Meir the Kedushin. It's Rai Meir the Kedushin. Rai Meir the Kedushin is the following case. I don't know why we don't say our Mishnah. But it says Rai Meir the following case. The title of Emily Sharem Kudeshis Amanas Shiyordu Kshomin. If somebody says, you're married to me on the condition that it rains. Weird tonight, but hey. Yorduk Shomin Kudeshis, Lavein Mukudeshis. Come and say, you don't need a tonight kofel. All you need are those important two little words, Amanas, on the condition. So therefore, it's contingent. If it rains, she'll be married. If it doesn't rain, she's not married. Remember, bench yorduk shem, bench loyduk shem, whether it rains or not, mikudeshes. She's mikudeshes. The t'nai is invalid. Right? The t'nai batel, the t'nai is null. The mice is kayam, the mice is stain. Achir botano, unless he makes a double condition. And here he didn't. Hakom bodi, but everybody agrees. This is key. Shim amar l'achas yorduk shemim, if he says, you're only married to me after the rains fall. Then you are to train Mekudeshes v'imavein Mekudeshes. Where do you need a Tanai Kofel? Where you want the mice to take place now and leave a contingency for the future. But if you want the mice only to take place after the contingency, then you don't need a Tanai Kofel. It's a fundamental principle right there. The Tanai Kofel is precisely because you're making a mice now and you want to leave the capacity to break it later on. It's a tremendous chiddush that the Torah even allows such a thing. For that, you need a Tanai Kofel. But if you're making the thing that shouldn't occur till after the contingency, like you're not going to get married unless it rains and when it rains, then in that case, you don't need a Tanai Kofel. Right? Rabbi Yossi says, Rai Meir da Irvinu. Rai Meir says, Rai Meir of the Erev Tchumen is Rai Meir of another Erev Tchumen. The Tanir and Taman, we went over there. Rai Meir of Im Sofek. It's a Nebuch case. A guy named Erev Tchumen, and the Erev rolled out of the 2,000 Amos. And he doesn't know if it rolled out before Shabbos or after Shabbos. Nor does he know. So in that case, actually, we don't know whether his 2,000 Amos were in the city, or his 2,000 Amos were at the Erev, and they're mutually exclusive, right? Because his Erev is more than 2,000 Amos away from him, right? So therefore, he has no way of walking anywhere on Shabbos. He's stuck. Because he might have lost, he might have lost the 2,000 amos from the city, which now is by the Eruv, and the Eruv rolled out of place, right?
Did you say it was a chazaka that the Eruv?
Was the case where we knew that there was kash and a mice, and we knew that it was a problem over here. I don't know exactly how, I don't remember, but we knew it was a problem. So name it. So the reason why. So So that's our Meir who says you have to make the condition on your Eruvin, on both your Eruvin. So says the Gemara, and that's why you need a Tanai Kofel. Not because you need a Tanai Kofel necessarily. Could be Tagad don't need a Tanai Kofel. But the reason you need a Tanai Kofel is over there because we're afraid that maybe your Eruvin rolled out. So that's what we want to say. Either my Eruv is by that, the Eruv, or if the Eruv is not accessible to me for some reason, I want the Eruv to be where I am now. So it's a practical matter, issue, not necessarily the Tanai Kofel issue. Rabbi Yossi Eruv said, lo ma remer el chumrin. Remer only said l'chumra, that you probably need a Tanai Kofel. Meaning that if it's more chumra without a Tanai Kofel, we're more machmer like without a Tanai Kofel. Okay, in other words, whatever is going to impose a greater chumra, that's what we do. Ramana, Ramana says, Vios, he said good. Be'eruvo eino, now here the gears is messed up. It should be eino, be'eruvo eino zochelo, eino lo zochelo eruvo, be'eruvo eino, he's not by his eruv, meaning lo zochelo eruvo, his Erev didn't work. Kivnei Ero Eno, and he's also not like the people sitting. Shekvar Nosan Daito Lakos Rabba, because he already had a mind to uproot his legs. So therefore, here, we're machmir upon him. We say that unless he makes a Tanai Kofel, he's stuck. On the other hand, if the Tanai Kofel will create a Chumrah, then we follow the Tanai Kofel. Whatever's going to create a bigger Chumrah, that's basically what it boils down to. Okay, says the mark for the third line from the bottom. V'achol rishon einu mukudeshes. Getting back over to our case over here, what would be the chumra over here? If you didn't make a Tanai Kofel by the rain case, so the first guy she's not mukudeshes to shelo yirdu k'shamim because it didn't rain, right? L'shein einu mukudeshes, but she's not married to the second guy either shelo kafal tano because he didn't make a Tanai Kofel. So therefore, in this case over here, she needs to get from both of them, right? Whatever is going to create more of a chumra, we do, right? Rabbi Chagai boykum Rabbi Yosef. Chagai asked Rabbi Yosef. Vehein, I understand, im lo, this business where he said, if not, isn't that, should be kilo acharu, is it not like afterwards? Meaning, in the case where he said, yeah, in the case of Eretz Yisrael, wasn't he saying you're only going to get a portion after you conquer Eretz Yisrael? So it's afterwards. So it's a contingent. It's after the contingency. They're only going to get the portion after the conquest. Why need a Tanai Kofel? It should be like after the rain falls. So you shouldn't need a Tanai Kofel. I'm going to say Shani here, it's different. No, Shreisa Oretz Lifnei. They already had the land. They're already in the Eber Yarden. They were in Transjordan. In fact, the distribution of Transjordan to them had already occurred. That's why he needed a Tanai Kofel, because he wanted to make sure that if they don't go in front of Eretz Yisrael, they will be uprooted from the land which they have now and placed in Eretz Yisrael. So there, it's not like Kila Achar, because it's in the contingency with the mice already taking place. By Kiddushin, the contingency is the rain. If the mice is after the rain, the Kedushas only takes place after the rain, so you don't need a Tanai Kofel. But here the Maisa is Nachala, and they already got their portion in Eivar Yarden. So you want to make sure that portion they already were receiving, actually, would be uprooted if they didn't fulfill the condition. That's why he needed to make a Tanai Kofel. Okay, we'll stop here for this evening. It's really, actually, the next thing is a new story. Anyway.
Is that what Rashi says in the Chumash? I thought that they came to Moshe asking for...
Right, and it means as they were doing. In other words, what it means is Moshe was going to give them this portion now before they fulfilled the condition, right? Doesn't mean that actually we're literally in it right now already, but they were going to be in it already before the issue of conquering Eretz Yisrael arose. So that's why I had to make it to my coffin.